In the spring of 1625, a lanky young man with intelligent eyes and an ancient yellow pony rides toward Paris from his native Gascony. This is D'Artagnan, armed with his father's sword, 15 crowns, and these parting words. Never fear quarrels, but seek adventures. Make your way by courage alone. His journey begins with misfortune when a mysterious gentleman at an inn mocks his horse, leading to a confrontation where D'Artagnan is beaten and his precious letter of introduction to Monsieur de Tréville, captain of the king's musketeers, is stolen. Undeterred, our hero reaches Paris, sells his battered horse, and boldly presents himself to Captain de Tréville. The antechamber buzzes with musketeers, devil-may-care fellows who delight in annoying the cardinal's guards and dueling in open streets. When D'Artagnan spots his letter thief through the window, he dashes off in pursuit, colliding with three musketeers in succession: Athos, whose painful shoulder wound he aggravates, Porthos, whose elaborate baldric he exposes as mostly show, and Aramis, whose handkerchief reveals a noble lady's crest. By noon, D'Artagnan finds himself committed to three consecutive duels with the very men he hoped to join as comrades. What appears to be a disastrous beginning will soon transform into the adventure of a lifetime, a testament to how fate can disguise friendship as misfortune and how the most meaningful bonds often begin with misunderstanding. When D'Artagnan arrives at the dueling ground, he faces Athos first. With gallantry, he apologizes not for the duel, but for possibly being unable to repay all three debts of honor. This exchange is interrupted by the cardinal's guards demanding they cease their illegal duel. Faced with five guards against three wounded musketeers, D'Artagnan makes a pivotal choice. "Gentlemen, allow me to correct your words. You said you were but three, but it appears to me we are four." Though not yet a musketeer, he pledges his sword. "My heart is that of a musketeer. I feel it." In the legendary battle that follows, D'Artagnan defeats the guard's leader Jussac while his companions dispatch their opponents. This victory earns him the friendship of the three musketeers and the attention of both King Louis XIII and Cardinal Richelieu. The four become inseparable despite their contrasting temperaments. Athos's aristocratic reserve, Porthos's boisterous vanity, Aramis's priestly pretensions, and D'Artagnan's youthful impetuosity. Together, they form a perfect whole, bound by their famous oath, "All for one, one for all." The friends become entangled in court politics when Queen Anne gives diamond studs, a gift from King Louis XIII, to her admirer, the Duke of Buckingham. Cardinal Richelieu, learning of this indiscretion, convinces the king to host a ball, requiring the queen to wear these diamonds, hoping to expose her infidelity. D'Artagnan becomes involved through his landlord's wife, Constance Bonacieux, the queen's linen maid. After rescuing her from the cardinal's men, he falls in love with her and learns of the queen's predicament. Constance enlists him to retrieve the diamonds from England. The cardinal's agents ambush them throughout their journey. Porthos is wounded, Aramis is shot, and Athos is falsely arrested. Only D'Artagnan reaches Calais, where he duels for travel papers. In London, he discovers Richelieu's agent, Milady de Winter, has stolen two diamonds. Buckingham has replacements made while blocking all ships. D'Artagnan returns just in time for the queen to appear with all 12 diamonds, foiling the cardinal's plot. Richelieu emerges not as a simple villain, but as a complex statesman whose methods, though questionable, serve France's interests. He had made kings of France into the first kings in Europe, Dumas writes. Few literary villains match Milady de Winter's complexity and menace. Beautiful, intelligent, and utterly ruthless, she perfectly counterpoints our hero's chivalrous code. D'Artagnan initially falls captive to her enchanting exterior, unaware of the soul blackened by treachery beneath. We later discover Milady bears a fleur-de-lis brand on her shoulder, the mark of a condemned criminal. More shocking still, she is Athos's former wife, whom he believed he had executed after learning of her criminal past. D'Artagnan's relationship with Milady transforms from infatuation to hatred through mutual deception. When he discovers her plot to assassinate Buckingham for Richelieu, he impersonates her lover to uncover her secrets. This dangerous game culminates when she discovers his deception and his knowledge of her brand. "You have my secret," she screams. "You shall die." What makes Milady compelling is her resourcefulness and psychological insight. She expertly manipulates those around her, exploiting Felton's religious fanaticism to kill Buckingham and poisoning Constance out of vengeance. Even imprisoned, she engineers her escape through psychological warfare, posing as a persecuted Puritan to win sympathy. The novel's climax centers on the historical siege of La Rochelle, 1627-1628, where Louis XIII's forces sought to crush the last Huguenot stronghold. This military campaign grounds the narrative in authentic history while showcasing our hero's adventures. Dumas skillfully blends historical fact with fiction. Buckingham's assassination becomes a crucial plot point, while Richelieu's famous seawall, which prevented English ships from resupplying the city, serves as the historical backdrop. The Musketeer's breakfast at St. Gervais' bastion exemplifies Dumas' storytelling brilliance. The four friends wager they can hold a strategic position while dining under enemy fire, transforming a reckless bet into a display of extraordinary courage as they repel multiple attacks using fallen enemies' weapons. The siege creates constant danger, intensified by Milady's schemes to assassinate D'Artagnan through hired killers and poisoned wine, personal vendettas intertwined with historical events. Richelieu opposes the Musketeers due to their loyalty to Queen Anne, whom he considers a threat through her Spanish connections. His sophisticated intelligence network serves France's interests even when contradicting the king's wishes. D'Artagnan's relationship with Richelieu evolves notably when the cardinal recognizes talent in his adversary, offering the young Gascon a commission that he respectfully declines. The novel culminates when our heroes confront Milady after discovering Constance poisoned. They're joined by Lord de Winter and a mysterious red-cloaked man who later reveals himself as the executioner of Lille, whose brother Milady corrupted. At an isolated house, each man presents his accusation. D'Artagnan for Constance's murder, Lord de Winter for his brother's death and Buckingham's assassination, and Athos for her deception. The execution scene achieves solemn grandeur with nature itself participating. Moonlight breaking through clouds, lightning splitting the sky, and the river waiting below. Before her execution, each man offers personal absolution, framing it as divine judgment. Let the justice of God be done. Their subsequent meeting with Richelieu reveals the cardinal's magnanimity. When D'Artagnan produces Richelieu's signed carte blanche from Milady, the cardinal offers him a lieutenant's commission. The novel concludes with each character following his path. D'Artagnan accepts the commission, Porthos marries his wealthy widow, Aramis enters a monastery, and Athos serves under D'Artagnan before retiring. Though separated, their bond remains unbroken. D'Artagnan even reconciles with Rochefort after three duels. The Three Musketeers endures through its perfect balance of adventure with depth, historical authenticity with timeless themes, and celebration of friendship as a transformative force.